It is verse 73 that I would draw the boys and girls to this morning, where it says, "Thy hands hath made me and fashioned me." Thy hands hath made. God's hands make. The Bible says the Lord has made all things, and there's nothing made but that he made it. He is the Creator. Do you remember how they sing in the book of the Revelation? O Lord, you're worthy to receive glory and honor because you created all things. Maybe you hear that you evolved, or you came here by accident over millions and millions of years. You know that that's not true. The Lord made. And he made you. Because that's what this text says. David is saying, "Thy hands hath made me and fashioned me." He created you personally and individually. He made you whenever you were being formed in your mother's womb, whenever you were being made in the darkness, curiously wrought, the Bible says, fearfully and wonderfully made in there, the Bible says. The Lord did that. He made you. So don't you ever forget that. Thy hands hath made me and fashioned me. So you were created by the Lord. Well, what does that mean? How should you respond to that? You should see, first of all, that the Lord is good. He's made us to see. He's made us to hear. He's made us to be able to eat, to live, to enjoy life. Because he's good. He's a good creator who made thee. So it's not just that he's powerful and mighty. He is that too. Mighty hands to make us. But he is especially good. It's good to have been made. It's good to have life and to be in life. And so we see the Lord's goodness in our creation. Also, you should accept how you've been made. That's something we need to get across nowadays, boys and girls. People have to accept how God has made them. They have to accept their body. Maybe some people would like to change their body. They'd like to be taller. Or maybe they'd even like to be shorter. Maybe they would like blue eyes instead of green eyes. But you know, we have to be content the way the Lord made us. He made us male and female. That's biologically how we have been made. And we all have to be content with that. And we have to accept that. You've maybe heard of people getting biologically changed, but you have to know that that's wrong. We have to accept our bodies. We have to live the way God created us. Even if we have handicaps, even if we have some deformity, we have to accept God's sovereignty in these things. And we have to get the grace, and he will give us the grace to be able to live and accept the way that we have been made. And also remember, if his hands made you, those hands will also care for you. They're curing hands. He's not going to leave, the Bible says, the work of his hands. He will care for you. He will provide for you. He will give you your food. He will give you your protection, your home, and all that you need. He give us our daily bread, our Father, which art in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He cares. His hands provide. And even when we sin, and we did sin, and we fell in Adam, and we were sinners, and we sinned day by day, and even when we sin, his hands provide for us a Savior. His hands provide for us the Lord Jesus Christ, so that our sins may be forgiven and that they may be all washed away. So those good hands providing a wonderful Savior for us. And boys and girls, you have to take that gift of grace out of his hand, even his own Son Jesus Christ, and receive him into your life and believe on him and trust in him. So those are good and gracious hands, and you can trust in his hands, and you can take his hand and you can hold his hands, and you can look for him to uphold you with his hands. So think much about the hands of the Lord. He made you. He's not going to just leave you. He'll deal with you in grace and kindness, and he will bring you to his Son, Jesus Christ. So believe and come, and don't rebel against such gracious hands.